This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to add the site of a Japanese internment camp in southern Colorado to the National Parks System is before a Senate subcommittee. The House has already approved making Camp Amachi a National Historic Site. At its peak, the camp housed over 7,300 people, two-thirds of whom were U.S. citizens. Hundreds of Afghan refugees will arrive in Colorado in the coming weeks and months. Dr. Vin Chung of Colorado Springs helps with refugee resettlement, drawing on his experience of fleeing Vietnam more than 40 years ago.
I think the biggest challenge is to see it not as a problem, but we see refugees as people. And once we recognize them as people, full of potential, full of ability, that we could see them as potential to bring diversity into our culture, especially here in Colorado.
Chung says the kindness people showed his family when they first arrived helped him become a doctor. CPR's Monica Castillo has the lineup for the Denver Film Festival.
Over 200 titles are coming to Denver as part of the 44th edition of the city's namesake film festival. The festivities kick off on November 3rd with the opening night movie Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart. The festival will run through November 14th and feature movies from local filmmakers in Colorado, as well as directors in Hollywood, the American independent scene, and abroad.
Colorado Public Radio is a sponsor of the Denver Film Festival. Chance of thunderstorms along the northern Front Range tonight. This is CPR News.